Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Shopping just got a whole lot better with GoTime Bank. GoTime Bank gives you reward points when you shop, and points can be redeemed as cash with a simple tap in the GoTime Bank app.
Not only does GoTime Bank offer interest rates 50 times higher than traditional banks, but it also provides 3 free bank transfers to other banks per week.
With GoTime Bank, you can send, shop, and save with ease and confidence, knowing that your money is safe and secure.
Download the GoTime Bank app today and open an account in less than 5 minutes. Visit www.gotime.com.ph for more details.
Podcast Network Asia.
This episode may include topics, references, or discussions around sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, physical violence, or subject matters that may be disturbing to some of our listeners. We do acknowledge that this content may be difficult. We also encourage you to care for your safety and well-being.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched, PH Murder Stories podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised. On June 28, 2015, the body of Tanya Camille D. was found buried in a shallow grave, wrapped in a blanket with a plastic bag over her head, in the backyard of a house located at Santa Maria Subdivision, Barangay Balibago, Angeles City, Pampanga. Autopsy reports indicate the suspect shot her in the back of the head. The victim was only 33 years old at the time of her gruesome death.
Tanya Camille D. was reported missing on June 21, 2015. The day before, she went out to meet her estranged husband, Fidel Sheldon Arsenas, who promised to give her money to purchase a car as a present so she and their two children could have a vehicle to use. An obtained CCTV footage from a restaurant in Angeles City on June 21 confirmed that Tanya met and left the venue with her ex-husband between 5 and 6 p.m. It was the last time she was seen alive.
You are listening to the PH Murder Stories podcast. and this is the 11th episode of Season 3, and the 50th episode of our show's three-year existence. If you're a solid listener of PH Murder Stories, you may consider supporting our show by subscribing as a suspect or prime suspect at www.patreon.com/phmurderstories or by giving us a 5-star rating on Spotify.
Mag-aalas 6 ng gabi noong June 20, nakunan sa CCTV ng isang restaurant sa Angeles City, Pampanga, ang pagpasok ng 33-anyos na bank teller na si Tanya Camille D. Nakaputing blouse na may blue stripes at maong si D. Maya-maya lang, nahagip din ng kamera ang pagpasok ng dating asawa ni D na si Fidel Sheldon Arsenas na nakasuot ng puting t-shirt, maong at may dalang bag. Ilang saglit pa, magkasunod silang lumabas ng restaurant. Iyon ang huling beses na nakitang buhay si D.
According sa statement niya, tinulungan niya na maglinis si Sheldon dahil natakot din siya kasi nakita nga niya yung asawa na patay na baka patayin din daw siya. Kaya nga nagbigay siya ng statement. Siguro nakonsensya siya or may nagkumbinsi sa kanya.
Gusto namin makita siya, magpakita siya lalo sa dalawang bata kasi mas maraming tanong yung dalawang bata kaysa sa amin. Tsaka siyempre yung justice, diba? Gusto namin malaman kung ano talaga yung nangyari.
Sana nak, matulungan mo kami rin na makonsensya si Sheldon at si Angela para magbigyan ng musti sa iyo nangyari sa iyo. Alam ko, nandiyan ka na sa piling ni Lord dahil mabait ka namang anak ng Tanya eh. Lahat ng tao dito wala sinabi kundi mabait kang bata. Kaya naniniwala ako na nandiyan ka na din kay Lord. Masaya ka na rin yan. Masaya na rin kami dahil napaligaya mo kami ng mga tita mo, na mga kamag-anak natin. Talagang sinasabi nila na napakabait ng bata.
Tanya Camille D. was a single mother of two children. She was also a bank teller for Rizal Commercial Banking Corporation Binondo, Manila branch. According to her mother, Liza D., Tanya was a kind and warm person that gave her best to provide for her family. Sadly, her ex-husband, Fidel Sheldon Arsenas, who happens to be the prime suspect in Tanya's gruesome killing, was the exact opposite.
It wasn't the prime suspect's first run-in with the law. On April 1997, Fidel Sheldon Arsenas was charged with attempted homicide. The charges were filed by Ann Manaloto, the older sister of Malu Manaloto, the suspect's ex-girlfriend. According to reports, Arsenas reportedly volunteered to bring Ann home from a party and allegedly started to molest her while inside his vehicle. The victim resisted his sexual advances, and the suspect retaliated by beating her up.
In July 2011, after a trial that lasted for 14 years, Arsenas was finally convicted of attempted homicide. However, since the case he got convicted of falls under the probation law, the suspect applied. A few months later, he was granted probation for 4 years with no jail sentence. In addition, based on a report from GMA News, the victim in this episode, Tanya Camille D., also filed a case against Arsenas in violation of Republic Act 9262 or the Anti-Violence Act Against Women and Children. Though there were no further reports regarding this case or if this was the main reason why both D. and Arsenas separated. Regardless, the suspect appears to have someone backing him up whenever he gets in trouble with the law.
In fact, his father, Fidel Sheldon Arsenas Sr., was a former advisor of former Angeles City Mayor Edgardo Pamintuan from 1992 to 1998, and a former provincial administrator of Pampanga during Senator Lito Lapid and his son, Mark Lapid's gubernatorial terms in the 2000s. In 2014, the older Arsenas was appointed as an Assistant Chief Operating Officer for Administration and Finance for Tiesa. the Tourism Infrastructure and Enterprise Zone Authority, serving under the leadership of Chief Operating Officer Mark Lapid. Despite the loyalty of the suspect's family to the Lapid political clan, Mark Lapid issued a statement asking the younger Arsenas, who he also mentioned that he was friends with, to surrender to the authorities.
Tanya Camille D. was last seen at a restaurant with her ex-husband, Fidel Sheldon Arsenas, on June 20, 2015. Her family reported her missing the following day at the Angeles City Police Station 4. In the following days, information regarding the missing person trended in social media, particularly the speculations regarding the involvement of Fidel Sheldon Arsenas and his girlfriend at the time, Angela De Chioco. After seeing their family name get dragged, Angela's mother, Regina De Chioco, tried to get to the bottom of the situation, which became the breakthrough of the case.
A week after Tanya Camille D. was reported missing, Regina De Chioco went to the Pampanga Criminal Investigation and Detection Team to shed some light on the ongoing investigation. According to Regina, weeks before Tanya went missing, her daughter Angela and Fidel Sheldon Arsenas borrowed the keys to her unoccupied house in Santa Maria Subdivision, Angeles City, and returned it to her on June 26, 2015. The following day, at 5 p.m., Regina and the male friend went to her vacant house and was welcomed by an unusually strange and foul odor coming from inside the property. She promptly contacted the authorities, and as soon as 9 p.m., Regina's house was flooded with crime scene investigators.
At 1 a.m. on June 28, the crime scene investigators exhumed a woman's body from what is considered a shallow grave, about a meter deep, at the back of Regina's house. The woman they exhumed wore denim pants and a striped shirt, and her head was wrapped in a towel and plastic garbage bag. Hours later, the victim's family went to the authorities and identified that the body the crime scene investigators found was indeed Tanya Camille D. Based on the medical legal report, Tanya Camille D. sustained a lone gunshot wound to the head through and through. Point of entry at the back portion of the head, exiting on her left cheek, and a contusion on the right shoulder. In addition, a report from Inquirer on June 30, 2015, titled "Bank Teller Starved, Shot from Behind," revealed that an unnamed source from the police said, quote, "Her stomach was empty, suggesting she had not eaten for 3 or 4 days. The bullet tore through the back of her head and exited through her face, leaving so much damage to her features," unquote.
After tipping off the authorities, Regina De Chioco also voluntarily presented her daughter, Angela, who admitted that she played a role in helping her boyfriend, Fidel Sheldon Arsenas, bury the victim's body, clean up the crime scene, and dispose of her belongings. Though she claims that she got scared for her life, which is why she helped Arsenas to try and cover up the gruesome murder he had just committed. According to Angela De Chioco's affidavit, on June 20, 2015, around 3:30 p.m., Fidel Sheldon Arsenas asked her to accompany him to pick up his ex-wife, Tanya Camille D., at a bus terminal in Pampanga, as it was planned earlier that Arsenas would give Tanya money to buy a vehicle for their two kids. Arsenas also told Angela he would bring Tanya to Regina De Chioco's vacant house as he wanted to be in a safe place to count the money he would give Tanya.
At 9 p.m., Angela arrived at her mother's house and was shocked after seeing a pile of money with bloodstains in the kitchen sink. After that, Arsenas asked her to look inside the maid's quarters. Upon entering the room, she saw the lifeless body of Tanya Camille D., with her head wrapped in a towel while the surroundings were filled with blood spatters. Angela claimed she feared for her life and chose to help her boyfriend to avoid suffering the same fate as the victim. She was asked to wrap Tanya's head with a plastic bag and help carry Tanya's lifeless body to the shallow grave in the backyard. As Arsenas covered the shallow grave, He requested Angela to clean the crime scene and remove all the blood from Tanya's belongings. Afterward, Angela and Arsenas went out and proceeded to dispose of the victim's belongings in various locations in Malolos City, Bulacan.
With mother and daughter Regina and Angela De Chioco's statements, it became overwhelmingly clear to the authorities that they had enough evidence to charge Fidel Sheldon Arsenas for the gruesome murder of his ex-wife, Tanya Camille D. According to then-chief of the Criminal Investigation and Detection Group, Benjamin Magalong, now mayor of Baguio City, they filed a parricide charge against Arsenas and a murder charge for Angela De Chioco. However, they only filed murder charges against Angela to qualify her as a state witness. She has since assisted the CIDG in reenacting the discovery of the victim's body. In addition, the authorities recommended Regina and Angela De Chioco to enter the Department of Justice's Witness Protection Program. As for Fidel Sheldon Arsenas, the CIDG in 2015 claimed that the prime suspect would still be in the country as he had no departure records from the Bureau of Immigration. The authorities also issued a manhunt operation, but until now, his whereabouts are still unknown.
This case still has more questions that need to be answered. First, what was Fidel Sheldon Arsenas' motive for killing his ex-wife? There were no news reports or statements from people involved in the case that established the prime suspect's clear motive behind the gruesome murder of Tanya Camille D. Fidel Sheldon Arsenas, the prime suspect in this case, seemed to have enjoyed his father's political connections. He also has a history of committing violence against women, as he was already convicted of attempted homicide to his ex-girlfriend's sister in 2011. But how did he lure his ex-wife to meet him on that day? According to reports, the prime suspect offered to give money to the victim to purchase a vehicle for their two children. If that was the reason, then clearly there was a degree of trust between the former lovers as to why the victim met with her ex-husband.
It leads us to our second question. Is Angela De Chioco, the state witness in this case, telling the truth? Here's a soundbite from Roan D., the victim's sister, regarding her thoughts about Angela De Chioco's statements.
Hindi naman kumbinsido ang kapatid ni Tanya na si Roan sa version ng kwento ni Angela.
Nagbago na yung statement niya. So yung sa NBI, di ba, ang sinasabi niya,
magkakasama sila.
Oh. Pero yung sinumpaan niya na na statement, hindi siya kasama.
Ayon kay Roan, kaharap siya sa unang naging pahayag ni Angela sa NBI na kasama siya ni Sheldon nang sunduin si Tanya sa bus station.
Yung sinundo nila, tapos inaway daw siya, umiyak pa nga daw siya. Sabi, gutom ako, kumain muna, tapos parang ganun daw, ganun pa yung salita na ate ko. Tapos napunta sila ng restaurant, kumain, hindi na daw siya bumaba. Tapos nandun lang daw siya sa kotse, nagkaantay. Pagbalik daw, magkakasama sila ulit. Sinabi pa doon na ate ko, baba niyo na lang ako dito, magko-coffee ako.
Gusto nila iniwan?
Mm-mm.
Clearly, the victim's sister does not trust Angela De Chioco's testimony, even though it appears to have been the sole basis of the murder investigation. But did the investigators have another way of looking into what really happened to Tanya Camille D? After all, Angela's admission to helping her boyfriend, Fidel Sheldon Arsenas, bury the victim's body and clean up the crime scene enabled the authorities to obtain what we can consider a slam dunk case against the prime suspect.
The fact of the matter is, Angela De Chioco's testimony on the gruesome murder of Tanya Camille D. was mostly, if not all, based on circumstantial evidence. According to the Legal Information Institute of Cornell University, quote, "Circumstantial evidence is indirect evidence that does not, on its face, prove a fact in issue, but gives rise to a logical inference that the fact exists. Circumstantial evidence requires drawing additional reasonable inferences in order to support the claim. Unquote. What's certain is that the crime scene happened at Angela and Regina De Chioco's vacant house, where the victim, Tanya Camille D., was gruesomely killed and buried in a shallow grave. Without Fidel Sheldon Arsena's testimony, his girlfriend, Angela De Chioco's statements, remain circumstantial. So far, there are no updates on the prime suspect's whereabouts or whether he is still alive. Let us hope the victim's family gets the justice and clarity they deserve.
Thank you for listening to PH Murder Stories.
If you like this episode, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You can also support our show on Patreon. Any amount you donate would benefit our team to keep doing what we love, which is to provide more true crime episodes for our listeners. Link in the description.
For further updates from our show, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel at PH Murder Stories.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.